Welcome to the deep dive. If you're looking for a shortcut to understanding the mysteries of the outer solar system, you're in the right place. Today, we're heading out past Neptune into that cold, dark space where people always seem to think another planet is hiding. We'll cover the whole story, from, old predictions to the latest science.
Right, and our goal today is really clarity, because you hear Planet X thrown around a lot, but it actually covers, well, three very different things. There's the original scientific idea, which turned out to be wrong. Then there's the, frankly, pseudoscience. And now there are these modern data-driven hypotheses. We need to sort those out.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. The discovery of Neptune back in 1846, that was a huge moment, right? A triumph.
Absolutely. Astronomers noticed Uranus wasn't quite where it should be. Did the math and basically said, look over here for a new planet, and bam, there it was.
And that set a precedent, didn't it? If an orbit looks off, there must be something out there pulling on it.
Exactly. That idea, orbital irregularities mean new worlds, became, well, almost dogma for a while.
Which leads us to Percival Lowell and his hunt for Planet X starting around 1906. What was he actually looking for?
Lowell thought there were still problems with Uranus's orbit, even after accounting for Neptune. Residual wobbles, he called them. So he predicted another big planet, a gas giant maybe seven times Earth's mass, way out at about 43 astronomical units.
And then Clyde Tombaugh finds Pluto in 1930, pretty close to where Lowell predicted. Case closed.
Well, that's the twist. Tombaugh found something, but Pluto. It's tiny. Way too small to affect Uranus or Neptune gravitationally. Its discovery near the predicted spot was basically a fluke, a really amazing coincidence.
So the original reason for the search, those orbital wobbles, they were still unexplained. How did that finally get resolved?
This is such a great story in science. Decades of searching, right? And it all came crashing down, or rather clarified, in 1989. That's when the Voyager 2 spacecraft flew past Neptune. For the first time, we got a super precise measurement of Neptune's mass.
And the old estimate was wrong.
By just a tiny bit, about 0.5%. Sounds like nothing, right?
Yeah, 0.5%.
But that 0.5% error was equivalent to the entire mass of Mars.
Yeah.
When scientists plugged the correct mass of Neptune into their models, poof.
The wobbles disappeared.
Completely vanished. The ghost in the machine wasn't a hidden planet. It was simply a bad data point from over a century before. So, classical Planet X, debunked by better data.
Okay, so the scientific search based on those calculations ended, but the name Planet X lived on, didn't it? It got tangled up with something else entirely.
Uh-huh. It got co-opted, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This is where we have to talk about Nibiru. Zakaria Sitchin, 1976, claimed this giant planet, home of the Anunnaki, swings through the inner solar system every 3,600 years, causing chaos.
Right. And scientifically.
Scientifically, Nibiru is impossible. It's crystal clear. It's pseudoscience. It breaks fundamental laws of celestial mechanics. An object that large on such an orbit, it would have thrown all the inner planet, including Earth, out of their stable orbits eons ago. Plus, our all-sky surveys would have seen it by now. It's just not real.
Good to get that clear. So let's pivot back to actual science. Because the search isn't dead, it just shifted focus, right? Based on totally new evidence.
Exactly. We're not looking at Uranus or Neptune anymore. Now, astronomers are looking way, way further out at these tiny icy bodies called extreme trans-Neptunian objects, or ETNOs.
And what's weird about them?
Their orbits. A bunch of the most distant ETNOs seem to be strangely aligned. Their paths through space are sort of clustered together in a way that's really hard to explain by chance. The odds are calculated at something like 1 in 15,000 against it being random, which suggests maybe something is shepherding them.
And that leads to the modern Planet 9 hypothesis from Batygin and Brown in 2016.
That's the one. They propose a potential super-Earth, maybe 5 to 10 times Earth's mass, orbiting incredibly far out, like 400 to 800 AU. And what's neat is that this single hypothetical planet could explain several things. The ETNO clustering, the weird orbits of objects like Sedna, and maybe even why the whole solar system seems tilted by about 6 degrees relative to the sun's equator.
But there's pushback on that, right? The idea of observational bias.
Absolutely. That's the main counterargument. Are we seeing a real cluster, or did we just happen to find these objects because our telescopes were pointed in that specific direction? We need more data to rule that out.
Okay, so that's Planet 9. But now there's another potential planet being discussed. Planet Y.
Yes, this is very recent, from 2025, and it's a separate thing. Planet Y is proposed to explain a different anomaly, a weird 15-degree warp or tilt found in the average orbital plane of objects in the closer Kuiper belt between about 80 and 200 AU. This planet Y would likely be much smaller, maybe Mercury mass to Earth mass, and much closer than the proposed planet 9.
So they aren't mutually exclusive. We can have both.
It's theoretically possible. They address different puzzles in different regions of space. It just highlights how much complex structure might be out there that we're only just starting to glimpse.
So to wrap up, Nibiru is myth. Debunked.
Definitely.
But right. Planet 9 and Planet Y are real scientific hypotheses based on current data, testable, falsifiable.
Exactly. That's how science works. New data, new ideas, rigorous testing.
And the big test is coming soon, right? The Vera C. Rubin Observatory.
That's the hope. It's Legacy Survey of Space and Time, LSST, starting around 2025, should be revolutionary. It will map the sky over and over with incredible depth. It will either find these potential planets directly, or it will find so many new TNOs that the current clusters dissolve into randomness, proving they were statistical flukes. Either way, we should get an answer.
So the hunt is definitely on, and it really makes you think. Even if these specific planets aren't found, the search itself shows the outer solar system is way more dynamic than just 8 neat orbits. What other surprises are waiting out there in the dark?